From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Colorado Springs Police Department is training officers to administer a medication known as Narcan in an effort to address heroin overdoses. The move comes after an increase in seized heroin within the region. The $25,000 program is being paid for through seized drug money, and all officers within the department will receive a Narcan kit. Community leaders in the Pikes Peak region are taking on the issue of chronic homelessness. As KRCC's Tucker Hampson reports, they're seeking public engagement at a summit in Colorado Springs.
A collaborative group called Continuum of Care is looking to create a 5-year plan for addressing homelessness in Colorado Springs and El Paso County. Ann Beer is the Vice President of Income and Housing Stability at Pikes Peak United Way, which is helping to spearhead the initiative. She says finding housing and enrolling people in support services is only the first step.
If we think more creatively, then not only might we be able to get some portion of the population back into employment or even community service or volunteer efforts, then now they become a part of the community again.
Beer says there were nearly 300 chronically homeless people in Colorado Springs in January, and it can cost the city up to $56,000 a year for each homeless person. The initiative is independent of the city's proposed and now pared-down sit-lie ordinance, which has been criticized by the ACLU. Beer says they hope to have a strategic plan for the city by February of 2016. For KRCC News, I'm Tucker Hampson.
The summit will take place at the First Presbyterian Church in Colorado Springs on Monday morning. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.